policies, regulatory policies. They've eased restrictions on small businesses. They've opened schools back up. And as a result, Kevin, we got 17 of the top 20 states for post-pandemic rebound are led by Republican governors. Matter of fact, the top 12 top-performing states are led by Republican governors. And, you compare that to the Democrat-run states like ours. I mean, there's only five Democrat-run states that have recovered at least two-thirds of their job losses. Nevada has been a leader in unemployment and continues to be a leader in unemployment. We are 3.5 points higher than the average rate of the 27 states run by Republican governors. We're 3.5 points higher in unemployment than the average of those governors, of those states run by Republican governors. So I just think that the policies that have been on display during the course of the pandemic as well as post-pandemic has demonstrated that Republican conservative principles, policies, and values have really benefited the citizens of those states.
Mark, I tell you what, it's going to be a fabulous race for governor, but the end result has got to be, regardless of what happens in the primary, it's got to be that we beat Steve Sisolak. We cannot afford another Sisolak administration. The incompetence just screams for a replacing Steve Sisolak. He may be a nice guy, may have a wonderful family. We love that. That's great. But the fact is, he's been an incompetent governor, and I just think we're going to have to replace him.
We have to, and the only way we can do that is through a unified front. If we divide, and that's what the Democrats are going to want us to do, is divide, get in a big food fight, you know, call each other rhinos, and that we're not any good, and we are terrible people. It's just not going to benefit anybody but Steve Sisolak. We have to unify, come together, collect our resources, and go get Steve Sisolak and do a better job for Nevada.
Mark, you have yourself a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. You got big plans?
You know what? We are. My wife is from Huntington Beach, and we're headed down to the beach this weekend.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Yep. So we're going to take the family down there and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. So I hope you have some nice plans with your family.
I do. Mark, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. I'm disappointed you're not running for governor, but I'm glad you're going to be a part of this race, and that means that we'll get to talk a whole bunch.
We will. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison Steffen Law Firm, and a former Nevada lieutenant governor. I wish he had run for governor this year, but he's going to do something for Joe Lombardo and try and steer him to victory. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll be joined by Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22. 5 days left in the legislative session. We'll talk about what is ahead for members of the legislature. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670. KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And a 531 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and it does look like a typical rush hour day here in Southern Nevada. We're getting some freeway congestion on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound, that is at Gillespie. Also, expect some slowing, 515 north at Russell, 515 southbound at Charleston. There's a stalled vehicle partially blocking the right lane there. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way there on 15 south at Sahara. Delays, 215 westbound at Tenaya. There's some lane restrictions through there, and it's touch and go right now, 515 westbound at Pecos.
The world-famous Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. The Diamondbacks blew a 4-0 lead in Wednesday's 5-4 loss at home against the Giants. The D-backs led it 4-0 after the second, but San Francisco scored twice in the sixth and added three more in the top of the eighth.
Broke it up at center again. Here's Stern. Arching right back in again. Breaking in is Bjugstad. Bjugstad shoots. He scores! Bjugstad on a backhander. It's 3-0 Wild.
The action on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. The series tied at three games apiece. Minnesota with a 3-0 win over Vegas last night. The Wild able to force a decisive Game 7. That'll be tomorrow night in Vegas. NBA tonight, Suns and Lakers Game 3. The series tied at a game apiece. The matchup at the Staples Center in LA. Game 4 this Sunday afternoon. Download the free Score app. Lightning Fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio done right.
Ready for an oil change? Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts recommend all the best products to get the job done right, like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil on sale now, just $28.95. And we'll make sure you have all the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pan, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On the program today, we've been talking a lot about the final 5 days of the Nevada legislature, the 81st Nevada legislature, and we are down to 5 days and counting. They're going to be working probably late into the night tonight. We'll find out, because we're going to take you there live. Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman, District 22, and Melissa, this is a test both physically and mentally for all of you, because you work long, long hours in these final 5 days. Tell me what it's like for you.
Oh, hi, Kevin. It's good to hear from you, be on your show today. Yes, the last week, especially the last 5 or 6 days, are a tremendous test of our strength and endurance here, mentally, like you said, and physically. Last night, I think the assembly got off the floor at 11 p.m., and then we were back here this morning at 9, some of us, for hearings, and that's just how it goes. You know, you called into a committee, called the floor, you know, then you're working with the Senate, depending on what they're passing and how the bills are moving through the committees and back and forth. So, yeah, it could be, you know, like I said, you could leave at 5 one night, or you could be here till midnight, just kind of got to roll with it, play it all by ear.
You know, I was just talking with Mark Hutchison, the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor and a good guy, and we were talking about that how we do legislation needs to be reformed. Do you have any thoughts on how this should be working? And it, you know, the ability. I know Annie Black had a bill that would require 48 hours notice so that everybody could read all the bills if they wanted to. Do we need to reform how we do this?
You know, I think it might be a good idea. I'm just from a legislator's point. You know, especially now in the end days of the session, there are a lot of really big, important bills that are dropped. You know, like the education bill, or a lot of bills that we're seeing come through now, election reform, a lot of bad business bills. And it's hard to have the time that we would like to vet those bills, to really read the policy, to reach out to the industry, to the people that the legislation's going to affect, you know, and really put some some thought into it. You know, sometimes you're given a bill and it's like you get it in the morning and the hearings that afternoon and amongst multiple floor sessions and committee meetings, you know, other bill hearings and other committees, you know, then you may go to the floor and a bill you just heard a couple of hours ago, now you're voting on it. Or maybe it's a bill in a committee that you weren't on and you'd like to be able to talk to your colleagues about that bill, but there's, you know, minimal time to meet the caucus and discuss all of these things. So, you know, I think that's a good idea. We're here 120 days, and we say this, I think, those of us that have been here before, we're here 4 months, and so a lot of time at the beginning we're not, you know, we're hearing bills here and there, but maybe not as many as we could, and then it's all just kind of jammed into the end. And as I said, a lot of the really big, important legislation is all jammed into the end.
Well, and so it is today, because we've got a number of outstanding controversial bills, two bills in particular, AB 321. Can you tell me, A, what it's about, and has it been changed going back and forth from the Senate to the Assembly?
Oh, yes. AB 321 is the big election reform bill that would basically put into permanent statute what was done from a special session in the summer regarding mailing of ballots to all active voters and legalizing ballot harvesting. So that bill, we actually voted on in the Assembly. So we voted on that. All Republicans voted against that bill. So now it's going to go over to the Senate, and then I'm pretty sure all the Republicans over there will vote against that as well. So, you know, that's a concerning bill. As you've heard, we've been talking about it for almost a year now, since most of the same provisions were in the bill from the special session. So, you know, I had an election reform bill that I think was common sense, you know, that would have required funeral homes to notify the Secretary of State of a death. You know, that didn't get a hearing. Several of my other colleagues had some other good common sense election reform bills that did not get a hearing. And, you know, so because they want this bill. So, you know, unfortunately it's going to pass, but, you know, we've fought against it and voted against it on the Assembly side, but it's still alive.
Do we know when it will end up coming for a vote? And all it requires now is what, a Senate vote?
Correct. So we voted on it today, you know, and there's a huge appropriation to be able to put this into practice, something like $15-17 million.
$17 million is what it's going to cost the state.
Right. So, you know, that was all appropriated through Ways and Means, and then the Assembly voted on it. So now, you know, go over there to the Senate, and they'll vote on it, go through the committee, go to the Senate floor. So, yep, it'll just takes a simple majority, so they'll get that through.
One of the other controversial bills, SB 292, which deals with how the vacant seats are appointed and would create an option for straight ticket voting. Do you want straight ticket voting or not? I mean, I'm not sure if that's a partisan issue or not.
No. So yes, SB 292 was voted on in the Senate. That was 12-9. All Republicans voted against that. And then it will come here and have an hearing in the Assembly Committee of Legislation, Operations, and Elections. But basically, straight ticket voting would be at the top. You would click that, and then it would just automatically fill in all the way down all the Democrat candidates or, you know, all the Republicans. But yeah, the Democrats want that. You know, they are ahead of us in voter registration, so they're pushing this so that, you know, somebody goes in and clicks that. Now there's no need to vote all the way down the ticket because it's already been filled in for you.
They always say they want to make it easier for you to vote. They never say we want to make it easier for you to vote Democratic. So, you know, so sorry about that. Tell me about SB 452. I know you guys had a special joint session on Saturday about that bill.
Yes, so SB 452, we had a joint committee hearing with Assembly and Senate Judiciary. This was an, quote, emergency bill submitted by the Senate Majority Leader, Ken Azzaro. So it was a second attempt to bring this gun bill. We heard it on the Assembly side. It was AB 286, sponsored by Assemblywoman Sandra Hautegui. So that was the first attempt. But now it was brought back as a so-called emergency, and brought back by Senator Cannizzaro. It passed over on the Senate. All the Republicans voted against that, and Senator Dina Neal also voted against it. But it passed over there, and so now we're waiting to see what's going to happen with it over here. There are Democrats that have issues and concerns with it. So we're kind of waiting to see is it going to be brought up for a work session, you know, out of this Assembly Judiciary Committee or not? Are there enough Democrats over here that would vote against it? So that one is a wait and see.
I know that there are a number of bills that are, and this happened in the last session as well, that targeted, literally targeted, small business and business people across the state. Are you seeing more of that trend this session?
Oh, definitely. And like I said, a lot of them are coming out now. I have six bills that are on the bad bill list, anti-business. We heard one today in Commerce and Labor, SB 386, which is the right to return bill for casino workers. That would require the hospitality industry, the hotels, to rehire the people that were laid off during the pandemic. So that one we just heard today, that's not a good bill for business. SB 420 is the public option bill for health insurance. That one was assigned to Ways and Means. So that one is going to be heard. You know, there's bills that talk about deceptive trade practices that would increase the attorney general's powers, bills about insurance that would be damaging to businesses, you know, more collective bargaining to state employees, just all kinds of things like that that would hurt our businesses that, you know, I don't know about you, but I think our businesses have struggled enough. Some of them are gone permanently, and you know we don't need to put more burdens and restrictions on them. We need to help them and help them bring their employees back and keep their doors open, keep these businesses open and these business owners alive. So it's unfortunate that we're doing this to businesses right now.
I know that you've already had two bills passed. Do you have any other bills hanging fire right now?
Yeah, so luckily for me, I feel pretty fortunate. I've had two bills, AB 113 and AB 178, pass the Assembly and Senate unanimously. They have been sent to the governor to be signed. And I just found out today, AB 165, which was my veteran tuition bill, that also passed the Assembly unanimously, and I'm going to be heard in Senate Education tomorrow. So those three bills, I'm really proud of those. Those are my priority bills that I wanted to get through, and so got one more tomorrow. So I'm feeling pretty good and really excited.
Oh, that is great. That is absolutely great. If folks want to reach out to you, even in these final days, it's important for your constituents to reach out. How do they do it? How do they find you?
So the easiest way would be to give me a call in my office here in Carson City. The number is 775-684-8823. Our staff's here. We have voicemail. That's probably the easiest way is through phone. They can also go to the legislature website. We're all on there where our emails are listed. I have a website, partyfornevada.com. So phone, email, easiest way to get a hold of me. And, you know, I encourage everyone to stick with us for these last, 5 days?
5 days. Five days and counting.
5 days.
And you guys are working almost 24/7, so, you know, call any time of the day or night, one of those things. Hey, Melissa, it's always good to visit with you. Keep fighting the good fight. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Oh, great, Kevin, and thanks for your support and all the listeners out there. Thank you for your support. Republicans appreciate you. We need it, and we're just so grateful for all that you do for us.
Well, you're going to be up late. We'll let you get... a little dinner maybe, hopefully soon. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon, I promise, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
There you go. Good person. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than 3 decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Looking for a mortgage? Search no more. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital, the lender you'll adore. 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NB License MB4265, NMLS 64367.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, this has been an amazing day. No, it really has. Daniel Honcharoo with the latest from Carson City. The five days and counting until the end of the legislative session. Also, Heidi Harris, always love having her on. She's taking tomorrow off, too. She's not the only one. Mark Hutchison, who was just on, and Melissa Hardy. It's been a fun, fun day. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just got a fundraising email from the John Lee for Governor Committee where John Lee says, I voted for Donald J. Trump not once, but twice. Wow. He says, if we want to achieve compromise and move forward together as Nevadans, we cannot continue to tear each other apart. If we want to see an end to identity politics, we have to communicate from a place of mutual respect. There you go. President Trump went all out against the culture of victimization.